Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Fine, fine.
But it gets colder. It wasn't on full blast when we were here. So Victoria, what was it that you wanted to talk about before the whole thing that was planned?
Even when it was planned, I don't know what we were talking about.
Yeah, I never told them.
She never told me. So I said, I don't know. I said, I was like, what are we talking
okay,
about?
Okay, but before when we all started this, you said you wanted to be here for certain conversations. I've got a number of things that we could discuss.
Okay, you go.
Hold on. When I see something interesting, I scream.
Can I swallow lip, bro?
Huh?
Can my lip swallow?
Bro, I saw it. I thought it was a filter. I know you wrote that.
I didn't understand.
I need everyone will go and try the filter to go and see if it was actually a filter or not.
I didn't understand what you were saying because I was like, she's got a filter on her face. And then I was like, oh.
It's not a filter.
Her lips are still the same.
What happened? Is this allergic reaction in terms of thousands?
Yeah, babe. I don't even know. I was literally on the phone. I was on FaceTime. I was like, you knew, like, you're not showing your face. Like, mm-hmm. I was showing my eyes. And after, that's what I was saying, but I licked my face. I was like, my friends were like, what the fuck is on your face? I was like, even me too, I don't know what the fuck is on my face, man. It's somewhere else, like, flip. Like, I just clipped my lip, it's massive, and it's only one side of my lip.
Why though?
I don't even
does
know.
Does it not feel like?
It feels massive, yeah, I can tell. Like, when I eat or drink, it's like, I have to drink with one side of my mouth.
Well, it doesn't feel like sore or nothing.
No.
That's just swollen. So peak.
That's why I didn't tell. I was talking
maybe
the whole
it's
time.
The heat.
I don't know. Actually,
like you said though, at least you're working in a pharmacy, boy.
Honestly. I was like, don't worry, mum. I'll go in there to get everything off the shelf. I walked in, that's what the first thing I did. I was like, yeah, I know this is a prescription only, but this is the good stuff. Everything at home wasn't working, man. Dead. I woke up about 4 a.m. to take more stuff, it wasn't even helping.
Alright, never mind. At least there's masks.
Did you get out so happy? I was like, this is perfect, you know.
Yeah, boy.
I remember in school, the secondary school, I came in.
You come in, dear.
I was holding some paper, the whole Mr. Delaney, and I was took it off me. I was like, you bastard, fam. Give me that shit back. I just cut some cutting on paper, fam. That was a madness. That was rashes
Where
and
did
swelling.
Where did that even start from, like?
That was being allergic to lip gloss and anything that had, like, scents. Like, if I had hankering that had scents and I took my mouth and I'm sick.
You're just oversensitive, bruv, to anything.
It's mad. Now I can use lip gloss, but I only use ones that are, like, NYX or Kiko. I wouldn't buy anything from, like, £1 shop or anything
like
that.
Yeah.
Okay, all I have right now is female and male double standards, or children.
Being children,
yes. What our generation would be like as parents.
That's an interesting one, actually. That is an interesting one.
So, which one do you want to do?
Let's do the.
Our parents as parents.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, I think.
Let me.
Oh goodness.
God! So that's not what we're here for.
You guys know that she don't. She calls her parents
by name.
No, I remember secondary school.
Well, okay. Obviously, I don't know. Like, she didn't say it to them, but I mean,
no, she does.
To us.
She says, "Mom, I swear that she does."
Okay,
I was at her house one time and she was like, okay, Sandra. I was like, who the hell is Sandra? Who's this person that's Sandra?
Like,
I was like,
me saying babes to you. I'll just call her by her name.
No,
that's not bad.
Okay, no, we'll be here for half an hour talking about that. It's fine. That's not even the issue. The issue at hand is that our generation as parents will be very different.
Oh, 100%. Definitely.
Very different.
I think in some way there'll be small, same.
Certain people will be the same.
Yeah.
Certain people are trying to get revenge on their children for what their parents did to them.
Yeah.
I have friends that say that. Most of my friends are like, oh, yeah, my mum was slapping me every day. My children are going to get it 10 times. I'm like,
oh, you see it on Twitter where it's like, you know how.
Oh, I thought you were saying, oh, they want to do the opposite.
That's what
no,
they want to
do
get
the same
revenge.
Because they suffered themselves.
On, yeah, like,
because you see it on Twitter, there'll be like certain devices when like. The girl's doing their hair or something, and she was like, if I had to suffer whilst my mom did my hair for this long, then my daughter will too.
Yeah.
And then somebody will comment, like, why, just because you suffered, why do you want to continue that over more generations? Yeah. Why is it such a problem for your child to not have to go through unnecessary issues or pain?
But I think that they do need to go through certain
no,
things.
No, there's certain things where it's like you're spoiling your child and your child needs to learn. There's other small things like
about.
The hair thing where it's just so minor
that
because you like that, it happened to you, you now have to continue it.
Yeah, I could definitely. I feel like some people, because their parents have done wrong to them, they're already planning for their children, their future children to be done bad, fam. Like, they're proper on it. Like, they're like, nah, fam, my child does this, I'm gonna slap their face to the floor, bruv. I'm like, what are you talking about? Why would you want to continue that? I was telling my mum, I'm like, mum, you see the way you hit me when I was younger? I'm gonna hit my children, bruv.
More time. We know that don't work. What's it gonna do?
Mum, I don't forget the
it
day.
Works still. It works.
Nah, no. I feel like some parents is cut. Like my mum, she wasn't like, oh yeah, bring the belt, bring the spoon. Yeah, my mum was more of always hands, like her own hand. My dad never hit me. But some parents, yeah, fam, boy, they're talking about mugs, iron, hangers. I think the child has marks from when they're younger. You get it. You understand?
Someone
that's things abuse. Like that. That's just abuse.
That was his mum. I'm also gonna crop out the names because I'm editing this one.
Say no. Recording then.
What did you recording the whole time?
I thought we recorded when Natalia was like, okay, let's talk about it.
No, we've been recording since time. You were talking about your nightmares.
Bad.
Yeah.
They could have reported his mum.
Yeah.
All of them be taken, bruv.
No, but he didn't say till like secondary school.
Secondary school, he's under 18. I'm telling you now. Mm. If I call social services in secondary school, his mum, he'll be gone. Cut it off, babe.
But like that video on Twitter on the mum, where did she throw out her son's eyes? It was like pepper or something. Like she dashed something in.
That's
her
what
son's
I'm saying.
Face.
People like that, yeah, I feel like it's abuse.
Fam, you like stuff like that, you don't know how it's gonna like, damage them. Exactly.
That's
like there's certain things like cool belt, wooden spoon, they're like depends how you use it, but it's not too bad.
Fam, I've seen people metal sides
straight
to the skull, fam.
Blood.
I've seen that's what I'm saying. To me that one's excessive, bruv, like
that's too much.
Even my mom slapping me with her hands. I said to her, look, yeah, what you're doing ain't helping nobody, fam. Church says stop hitting your children, fam. That's literally what I said. And then from then, that's when I was like in year five and she never hit me again. She just started airing me, bruv.
You know, that hurts more, you know.
Do you know what? I started hitting the airing thing, but I rated it more. It made me want to apologize or even do better.
You know, like the moment I saw Abba's face first, she was like, not talking to me. I said, okay, I'm sorry, idiot. Like,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
I used to be on the floor. When I was younger, when my mum would start airing me, I'd be on the floor. I'd be like, mum, please, please, sorry, she'll be ignoring me. My brothers would be eating dinner. She'd be
pain.
Like, I'd be like, what's for dinner, mum? What's for dinner, mum? Bro, I just remember those times. Mum used to air me. Oh my God. Now as we grew up, no one does that no more. The mum don't air me, though. I don't really argue anymore with my mum like that.
Whoa!
I think because they can't really argue with you like that no more.
I think we just have nothing to really argue, but it's more of like a conversation though.
Yeah, exactly.
More like a discussion. It's like when I told my mum like, "Oh, I'm not beating my children," she was looking at me like, "I was like, yeah, because you know some people when you beat your children too much, the children grow up to be too aggressive." Like, I see it in some people like because what their parents have done, they've become too aggressive.
They don't know how to deal with the anger and stuff.
I don't even know. I don't even know.
Well, there's a proper way to do it if you're
going
to do it.
What else was I going to say? Or there's certain things, let's not even talk about not just punishments, but certain people, you like the whole thing where strict parents raise the sneakiest children because they just learn to hide things, but that's another thing as well.
I've definitely seen that.
That's true and it's not true at the same time.
I think
you have to have a balance because things like
obviously that's the best way to do it.
Because sometimes
when there's no balance and then it's definitely gonna happen, like you see it. Like those children like when they leave home to go uni, like say you go, you don't stay at home.
Oh yeah. Uni,
and those parents that have been on lock from year 7 to year 13, the moment they touch Midlands uni, boy, you can tell the people.
I love the way she said Midlands.
You get the
Midlands.
Not just uni, the Midlands. Yeah, you can tell at uni the way they move, it's just like, bro. Never been outside the house before.
Yep, and then that's why they're the dying to go Midlands. But what uni in the Midlands it is, as long as it's out of London.
Mm.
Yeah, they're gone.
That's definitely the case, man. I see it in so many people. Like, you just look at them, you're like, oh, yeah.
You know you can tell.
This is new to you. Being outside is new to you.
Excited.
Being outside at 11 a.m. is new to you, bro. Like, you can definitely tell when parents are too strict. Like, you can't tell them nothing. The children do move different. I think you have to have a balance. Balance for sure. If there's no balance, then you know when they grow up a bit.
I feel like we'll be able to have better conversations with our children because or obviously I can only speak for my mom, but my mom does not know how the internet works. My mom will try to tell me don't chat to strangers on the internet, boy.
Well, I chat to Natalia before anyway, to be honest.
You both tell me to not chat to strangers on the internet, but boy.
I always say it, fam.
But like, and things like, okay, the whole checking my phone thing stops at a certain age. I never had that, but yeah. Certain parents do check phones, or they'll take phones after a certain time, or so I know. No, certain that people was that more cut like the Wi-Fi in
like
the house,
a
bro.
Like a punishment thing.
Checking
me.
Your phone.
No. Like
oh, taking your phone.
Yeah, exactly. Taking if your phone, you've yeah. done something wrong, then.
That's totally understandable. That's, yeah, I think that's even correct.
I never had, let me see your phone type of thing.
That's so weird. Like, the pharmacist here I work with, he was like, his children, he sets them 2 hours a day on their phone. He gave them more Androids, and then from his phone, he can set how many hours they're actually on the phone. Mm-hmm. After 2 hours, the phone shuts off.
Yeah, that screen time thing, you can do the family controlling thing. You can even say how much. Oh, what
secondary school. I don't know how. And then when they say when that's it's time to go to bed, put the phone on the banister, like on the stairs. Yep. So their mum will just be going through their phone. There's no password to that shit. I'm like, I said to him, if I grew up like that, I would smash my phone. I wouldn't want one no more. I'll buy one of
you
lunch
know, exactly.
Money.
They'll
I would
go
save
and
up and buy one. You wouldn't even know about it. Simple as that.
That's a bit mad because all of them, all the other kids at school, they're going to have it 24.
Exactly. 2 hours a day. There's 24 hours in a day, bruv.
What can you even do for 2 hours?
Did they drop them and pick them up from school as well? Or no. Like, so how are they
the son is
giving
in primary, he's in year six. But the daughter is
okay, fair
year
enough
seven,
for
year
the
eight.
Little one. For
I think
that
you can't be doing
five.
That in secondary school because
the little
school,
one
you
is
change
just like,
you,
whatever.
You just
but secondary school is peak, though.
2 hours?
2 hours
and
a day.
She's in year eight?
Yeah. 2 hours a day. That's too much. I said, you don't know in school, they're mocking her.
You can say maybe when you get home from school, you can have 2 hours screen time or whatever, like play, whatever you want to call it.
The moment she wakes up, bruv, if you like spend 2 hours straight and that's it. She was like, at work, you would always see his phone ringing. She would be her saying, oh, hello, daddy, please, can I have an extra hour? I'm like, what the hell are you guys talking about? She's like, oh, you're on her phone. I was like, how'd you guys do that? On an iPhone, you could never do that, you know? It's an Android thing. That's why I said none of them will ever get iPhones.
No, but they set it up on iPhone as well.
Yeah, I think I've seen it.
You can do screen time on iPhone, but you can't control it from another phone. He controls it from his phone.
No. Mad.
Like, only him, even his wife can't do it, bruv. It's only him.
That's too much.
To me, it's so weird. Like, I find
where are they from? Like, what country?
They're all originally from India, but he grew up in Kenya, so did his wife. Like, he's such a chill guy, I'm telling you, the chillest, bruv.
Sometimes but it's just like
when it comes to your children,
they think that they're doing their child favors, like they're proper helping them, but it's really not.
I think for the little one, cool.
The little cares? Primary school,
he
go
said,
on.
Yeah,
he said all the time he's on his phone, he's on the PS4.
Exactly.
But the little girl is
once you get to secondary school,
it's the way other people look at it as well. Like in school, people are looking at you like, bruv, you definitely only get 2 hours a day. It's like, it's just dead.
She could even get bullied for that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know how she manages it. As she gets older, it's going to get more worse.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, some children get stuff, they don't have a phone, so whatever. But in year eight, everyone starts to get at least a phone and there's no time on it. Even if it's a shit phone, there's no time on it.
Year 9 is like its peak. Year 9.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone starts getting what it. Black. I remember year 9 when we were 9. Everyone got their BlackBerry thing now. You want on BBM dead. So I can't imagine having 2 hours on BBM, bruv. I could finish it in a whole day. It's not even the evening. It's a whole day.
That's a bit mad.
So 22 hours, she's got to look at the wall, fam.
That's a bit mad. Say, okay, if cool, her phone, she uses up the 2 hours, let's say, in the before she leaves school now. When she leaves school, something happens to her. She has no phone to call.
She has to manage it, innit? She has to manage,
That's mad.
That's mad. That's why at school she won't use it at all. She's gonna save it so she gets home, talk to her friends maybe. It's mad, isn't it? When you were telling me, I said, bro, if I was your child, I would have smashed that phone a long time ago, throw it in the pond. You get it? I wouldn't want it.
What's the point?
Like, what's the point of having a phone if I have 2 hours in a day? Like, I'll save my own lunchman and buy my own, bruv, and you wouldn't even know, but that's where the secrecy comes in.
Exactly.
Controlling too much now, okay?
No, mind you, have a whole brick for social
could do,
media.
He could, if he was, he's probably thinking in his head he's afraid of her. Okay, first, spending too much time, obviously, because that's a problem.
Yeah.
And then second of all, maybe if she's doing like unnecessary things.
Yeah.
There's
definitely
things where you can just restrict things that you don't want your children to go on to, like.
100%. And even those 2 hours, they still check her phone. I mean, she's still, what, year 8, year 7, to check her phone.
Another thing,
I think that's a big problem, but.
Another problem with that, let's say he stops in, like, year 10, year 11, she'll be even worse because it's not like she's always had it. She'll kind of it'll get to a point where she's like, she's finally got all this freedom, and then it could
actually ever doing it
exactly. Yeah.
She's never had a friend for 24 hours exactly. a day. Yeah.
And then so she finally so gets much. It and then she'll...
Yeah. She'll be doing 48 hours in 24 hours. Exactly.
Like that. And he won't say shit. And if he had just been normal and just cool... what's the word I'm looking for? I always do this. Relax. Supervised, but it's not supervised. If he calm, if you don't want to go in on certain things, you can control that. And then maybe after a certain time, but what can you do really in 2 hours in a day?
Mm.
And then... it'll be fine, but it'll get to a point where she'll finally get all this time and she won't even know what to do with herself.
She get well, she'll be on the phone 24/7, bro. She'll be on the phone when she's sleeping, like, bro. Things like that, I think it's... So when he was telling me, I was just thinking, bro, that was me. You don't even know that phone will be smashed long time ago, bro.
No.
He's like,
that's...
yeah, if she smashes the phone, then she's not going to have the phone anymore. I was like, bro, how's she going to come back? How's she going to go places?
No, that's too much.
That's crazy. Maybe she had phone battery whenever
that
died.
Sounds like a punishment, like
a lifetime one.
That sounds like a punishment.
That one's a lifetime, bro. Before they go to bed, everybody's phone on the banister. The mum will not go through it, checking what they've been doing.
I can understand that one. Like if that you one, tell yeah. if you tell your kids, oh, like leave it on the flipping, I don't know, the table,
table
or something, and then go to bed calm. I said they've left it there and you're now searching through the 2 hours.
Yeah. Really?
It don't even make no sense. What have you done in those 2 hours, mate? And more time, she has to use her phone. Because you know now, you know they're doing that, what? Corona, they're doing the school online.
Yeah.
She's using her phone to like message her. Because you know they're talking on WhatsApp now, these teachers, to their students.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's just now.
Yeah,
like, it wasn't even part of the conversation, like, because it was what, 1 year ago now, like, that's weird. But yeah, they're doing that. So when she runs out of time, she'll call, she'll, oh, I need to do my lesson. Please, can you give me another hour? But that's the reason he'll give her an hour. And even that, he'll confirm with the mum first to see if she's chatting. How do you know? He's such a, I'm telling well, you, if you meet the guy, he's such a chill guy, bruv. He's a clown, he's a joker. But when it comes to his kids, he don't business at all. It's mad to me. The balance is crazy. I can tell he's very friendly and jokey with them, but at the same time, he's like, he don't business. Definitely.
No, but that's in certain situations, that's another thing where people don't respect. It's off topic, but parents want respect, but they think that they find respect through fear, and they can't draw the boundaries where someone fears their parents, but someone respects their parents. That's another thing as well.
Oh, definitely. I feel like some people fear their parents more than them. And that comes up to
questions. Oh, and their parents think, and it's the same thing. But it's
definitely a fear thing for them.
Yeah.
There's some people that they're fearing their parents, but their parents think it's just respect. Like,
no.
I feel like respect comes both ways anyway. Some people, like, they respect their parents, but their parents respect them.
Respect's earned, bruv. I don't care who you are. Respect is earned.
Oh, 100%.
It's mad that we're actually talking about, like, I think. No, you can't really say that to your tough man.
What?
I think parents, when like your mum and your dad, you respect them regardless. But no, you can't say that earned thing. From time your mum pushed you out after 9 months.
I didn't ask to be pushed out. Every bloody day there's something happens. I feed you. You brought me here. I was even planned. I was a planned child. And you're now coming to me. I gave you food. I gave you shelter. And you're paying.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's the basic necessities for a child.
Yeah, I see that a lot.
And now every single day something happens. That's what you're bringing up.
Hold on.
I didn't ask for shit.
But I don't, that the respect earned thing, I don't think that applies. It is, because there's parents.
Certain
I
things think it just that they, just because you're my mum, you think can talk to me a certain way.
Wait, let me finish.
Bring her
point.
Here, Pam. I'll tell her.
On the flip.
What I'm saying is, I don't think it applies to them because, I think it just comes with, like, yeah, parents' respect. But if they do something that will lose your respect, that's what I agree with. Not that they have to earn your respect.
Oh, well,
that's what I'm talking about.
100.
But they think that they're on a pedestal because you're my mom, you can chat to me any sort of ways, especially when you're younger. Calm, your child has to be patterned either way. But when you're older, there's certain levels where there's just
no need. Yeah, it's different kind of respect when you're older.
Exactly.
It's like a different kind of one. So you're younger,
I'm not an 8-year-old. Sam's the next woman you see on the bus who has pissed you off. Because certain names that come out of my mum's mouth, yeah, it's mad.
Names? As in cusses, or you mean different names?
Oh, yeah, cusses.
She's cusses. Not gonna call
me Valentina. Like, flipping Valentina, bro. Valentina?
Nah, just certain insults. They don't have to be said. Or, like, I know a girl, and her mum said her business all over the gaff, and this is a Colombian mum problem. I don't understand what it is.
No, it's not. She'll be. It's not. I think that's just all ethnic minorities are like that. Just but bare chatty patty.
Like,
I don't think it's my mum beating me out. I think it's when other people are more nosy and want to talk. Do you get what I mean? Other aunties will chat.
Yeah.
My own mum. Okay.
I don't know if this is a mum thing, because you never ever hear dads flipping talking about, oh, did you hear what this one's got? Did it's you so hear true. What this one's
dads don't care, that's like, why. My dad so doesn't irrelevant. Give a shit. It's just so irrelevant to them. Like
maybe they'll be like, they'll ask, like, if they see each other, they'll ask, they'll be like, oh, your children good? Yeah. That's it.
That's where it ends, bruv. That's actually where it ends. But for mums, bro, aunties, all of that. Even all these aunties, they're all mums anyway. That's the thing. Do you get it? Like, they're all mums anyway, but we're calling them aunties. Like, they all come together, be chatting the most. Like,
if you deep it, none of them are sharing solutions.
Oh.
It's not like they're now talking about one child. Let's say he's misbehaving, whatever's going on. They're not saying, what about this? No. The conversation stops after they've known what's happening. It's not like they're helping. It's not, they're not giving each other advice. No. It's just for the sake of gossiping at your age.
But why would you want, the thing is, the people that bring their own children into it, it's like, why would you want your own child to be gossiping about?
Exactly.
I find that weird still. It's like, why would you want your own child to be the center of this conversation? Yeah. And it's nothing good.
Shame.
I think some of them gossip to make their children look better.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, the others.
But then the other aunties won't let it happen, bruv.
Yeah, but now I saw her on the street with her boy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that. Oh, yeah.
Take it all down, bruv. They don't care what you got into sissies anymore. You see what she did?
Yeah. That's so. I think the ones that talk the most are the kids that are they have the kids
behind closed
the
doors.
The thing is, they don't know their kids are worse. They think that's the thing. Their kids will come out.
Others, they know, but they won't actually admit it to themselves. Because if it was another child that was doing what their child's doing, slander all over the gaff. But when it's their own, but no. And when it's men, it's even 10 times worse. 10 times more lenient.
With the boys, you mean?
Yeah, mothers with their boys.
Oh, 100%.
That's another fucking thing I'm getting rid of.
She's directly affected by that.
I'm done with this whole boys being babied by their mum's shit. Sons and daughters are getting the same
that's another thing.
Fucking treatment, bro.
Our generation, when we're parents,
cooking and cleaning's not just for mum, for the girl.
Yeah.
Cooking and cleaning's for both. It's a life skill.
Sorry,
I don't care.
One.
I don't care. Your child will not sit there playing PS4 while the girl wakes up early to cook and clean for Deads. Who? Whilst Deads. Her brother's doing what? Chatting up, girl on the phone. Shut up.
I tell you, fam. Every day. I always say, next generation, son and daughter is the same thing. You both wake up and speak.
You have a curfew at 11. The other one has curfew at 11 as well. Bro. I don't care.
Fam, my mum has been doing done that with for it. The longest. Deeply, I'm the youngest. Bro, I'm the last born.
And you're a
baby. I should be a girl. Because I'm a girl, my mum would be like, oh, she'll go to work on the weekend. She'd be like, did you make food for you and your brothers? I said, huh?
Do they not have hands?
I said, did I make food for me and my brothers?
Do they not have hands?
You are the older ones. I should be
they should
sleeping.
Be feeding her.
And they should be making me food, bruv. My mum would be like, yeah, but you know you're the girl of the house.
What does that mean?
I was like, I'm so sorry to let you down. No. But I'm not a child that you thought I was, because I'm not going to do that.
That ends with
like
me.
I always say to my mum, like, I'm so sorry. But she also, once in a while, she always say, like, oh, are you forgetting you're gonna be a wife? And I'm like, okay.
They're gonna be husbands.
Hopefully, when your children become married, let's hope they won't die of hunger. Like, let's hope they won't die of hunger, because I thought cooking and cleaning was a normal human skill. Like, you know, everyone does it. Like,
bruv,
it makes sense.
Me, I've been since I was younger. No one could tell me to do anything at home. Me. Zero.
That's mad, though.
Yeah, see, my mom's not allowing that. My mom's more of a thing of, like, cooking and cleaning. Mm. She'd be like, look, no one's cleaned the house today. And she's talking to me. I'm like, bro. Nah, mate. I go to work Monday to Friday now, mate. My brother's at home. Like, they could definitely be cleaning before they want to do.
My household is correct. There's none of that business.
You're lucky. Because you have girls.
I'm telling you, if you had a little brother, it would be over for you, fam. You would see the light.
But I'm the oldest anyway, so everything falls on me. But if you had
a brother... Get.
If I had an older brother, then even maybe I can claim that one.
Even if you had a young brother, I'm telling you, you're just.
But I wouldn't expect.
No, bro, I don't know what it is.
I don't even expect anything.
I don't know what it is with the men, why they're put on high pedestals.
Let me die. Everyone should do something, bro.
It's not even the fathers that are putting down the rules. No, the whole
what
month.
What you're saying is you're the youngest.
Yeah.
So you have to be babied.
And the female.
That's what I'm saying.
She's the youngest and the girl.
Yeah, exactly.
So she should be babied.
That's what I'm saying.
And taken
I'm the
care
oldest,
of.
So in my household, it's correct. That's what I'm saying. They don't do too much. I do. It falls on me more. That's what I'm saying.
But even so, I feel
if
like
there was a boy in there, whole thing gets turned.
Like, say mum said, oh, you say Selena was a boy, and you and I here were the girls, and you say it's a Saturday, and basically everyone, your mum said everyone should clean, but that everyone doesn't include your brother. It just includes you and I here. You guys were looking at your mum different, bro. I'm telling you, fam.
Not me, fam.
You actually look at your mum differently, like
with me there.
And at first, they're too small. They'll be big 16,
no,
17, same
I think,
fucking
I
shit.
I think it's because you're younger, you feel it more. If it was the other way around, I think you would be able to plan it more.
Mum's
yeah, point. Obviously, because I'm the youngest.
Exactly.
So I can't
really
be my brothers
to
be cleaning the floor,
much,
fam. Like, what the hell? Like, it's up to them. I'll be like, if they don't want to clean, I tell my mom, you want them to clean the floor, tell them, somebody that's going to clean, I'm sleeping, bruv. Like, I've been doing that for the longest, like, from secondary school, they told me, yeah, you're going to be a wife one day. I'm like,
they're going to be.
And I'm going to have a husband, innit? So, you know, we can both clean the house together, bruv. Like, I don't care. Like,
it actually ends.
That's one thing about the next generation.
It's
I feel like
ending.
People are more,
yes,
like, likely to treat their sons and daughters equally now.
Yeah,
it's hard because they are different, so you have to teach them different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but basic things like life skills is the same shit, and you both have to be on this exactly.
If you don't all have life skills, then God help you, fam. Like,
because when you go uni, they're now looking for fucking uni wives.
Bro,
you just went there, yeah.
Uni wives. I'm telling you, there's the ones there, fam. They don't even know that they're uni wives. They don't even know what they're doing, fam. They're just blindsided, fam. There's these people that come from London with their mum, never cooked a day in their life, can't even cook Indomie, like, dead. Fam, I'm telling
that's
you, they'll
so
come
bad,
to
yo
10
babe.
p.m. They'll be like, oh,
yo, babe,
dinner, yeah? I'll be like, I've got uni
what
the
are you
next
cooking
day, and I've already
for me?
At 7 o'clock, so, you know, let's hope you have money for the takeaway you're going to buy. Like,
yeah, literally. That's bro. Disgusting, dude. Like, I remember first year, yeah, that's all I was seeing everywhere.
Yeah.
Takeaway.
Have a takeaway, or they go to some girl, sit down, and be like, oh yeah, dinner, guys. I'm low now.
Nah.
I ain't got anything for you. I can't lie. Like, never. I never cooked anyone. I actually never cooked anyone in my whole life when I was at uni, bro. Like, I made for different myself, and that was it. Most I've made was with Beverly, and that was it. Simple, like.
I'm not even chipping in for ingredients, you know.
Yeah, mums, that was in my head.
Nothing. It's not even like, let's kind of do it. I'll even teach you. They don't even want to learn. Yeah. They want to be fed.
They just
want
to eat and sleep. And
put
go.
The plate on the table and they're cutting.
That's
and then for breakfast, that. They'll go to the second one. They have one for breakfast, one for lunch, and one for dinner.
Some people can't even reach breakfast. They have to just go straight to dinner. There's
they have to firm
dinner. Firm dinner by itself, bro. I'm telling you, like, bro,
that
some
is
people.
Too much.
100% of some people just can't cook.
No, it ends. I don't care, bruv.
At uni, there's always those. Oh, it's embarrassing, fam. I'm like, you came to uni, but I don't know how to cook. So what was you thinking? How was your plan to survive? What was the plan? What if you had no friends?
Because freshers will end.
Like,
you have to sit in those four walls and deep your life. Don't even know how to turn the oven on.
That is real talk, you know? That's real talk.
Because at home there's gas, but then in uni there's the electric one and they don't know what to do.
So you don't know what to do?
Damn. Some people actually they lack so many skills in life.
And it starts because their parents didn't
train them anything.
Because what? They're a man.
I find it so sad when then you come to uni.
They're the ones who suffer at the end of the day. Oh, yeah, they're the ones who struggle. Because you babied your son.
For 3 years at uni, they won't eat. Bro, it's just peak.
I've actually seen so many people lose weight there.
Oh, 100%.
They leave this place.
Some people
come back different.
They come back with their trousers whoosh and fake. Telling you, the wind is flipping, taking them into the sky, bro. You know, the Midland, West Midlands flipping wind is different as well, fam. I'm telling you, carry you flipping away.
You know, that's why I got sick, you know. What that walk from Eurocon to the station, that's when
you
I got...
You didn't walk to the station?
Yes, we
you
did.
I took you to flipping...
No.
University station.
Yeah. We took the train for that one stop.
The walk
to the campus.
I got sick. That's what got me sick. January 18th is when that deadly cough started, bruv. Don't know if it was corona in the wind. I don't know what it was, but that cough was a mazza.
From January, it's gonna be cold.
I was dying. My asthma.
London or Birmingham gonna be cold.
Mad.
That's mad though.
There was something in my head that I was going to say.
But I feel like we'll, as a whole, we'll be better parents.
Oh, 100%.
I feel like we're much more aware, which the older generation can't be blamed for. They're just completely different. So certain things they just won't know because they weren't even born here kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think we'll be much better when it comes to things we've learned from them. And we can, certain people, yeah, I feel like we'll still be able to carry on culture and tradition with us. I think it'll be good.
100%. But I feel like some people are trying to get rid of the culture.
No, you shouldn't.
Some people are definitely
I hear that.
Trying to get rid of their culture, bruv.
But that's not good.
And I find some, that
some will
weird.
Lose them and others will make it a thing to be able to push it forward.
But some people are trying to dead it, bruv. They're trying to dead it, everything, fam. Like, I see it when people with their names of the new children these days. Like, it's the names of children these days. Like,
no.
Like, saying that.
You can have a calm name that's easy. Like,
yeah,
cool. That other people can read and shit.
I'm
but
not
like,
talking about no Katie name, bruv. I'm talking about like Purple Grace, something like that. Like some stupid name.
What the hell? What does that mean?
You asking me, bruv?
Is that a first name and a middle name? Is
that's
there
just
a is
double
there
barrel a name? One name.
Wow.
Some things like Purple Grace, Emilio Gold, like. All these names that are just putting double barriers together because they want a chance to be exotic or some shit like that. I don't know.
That's not you'll give your that's I find a word.
That, I find it so weird. I find it so weird, like
No.
I always say my child will have one Nigerian name, one Bible name, and we call it a day, bruv. Everything else is just extra. Like
my name is so patterned, bruv.
I can't remember.
My name is so patterned.
I know you have a middle name, but I just can't remember it.
I don't have a middle name.
Yes, you do. Your Aramaic name.
My
yes, you life. Do. You even said
it's don't have it.
It's called a
what do you mean?
It's okay, you keep...
What's your name?
What?
Yo, what the...
Is that what you scream for?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I can't remember.
I have the name.
Your like, birth certificate, remember? So you're Aramaic.
It's not, no. It's
was
not
it the Orthodox name?
It's when you get baptised. They give you a name.
That's the name I'm talking about.
You think I know it?
She doesn't even know her name, bro.
If I see it, I'll remember, but like, I don't even.
If I see it, I remember.
I don't know, but that's what I'm talking about. It's not on my passport or birth certificate or nothing. No. It's like, you know, when you have your confirmation?
Yeah, come on top, Elizabeth.
Yeah, mine was Josephine.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mad. I call myself. That's so funny. I use my mum's name. That's Josephine's my cousin's name.
Yeah, I deeped that after. You told me.
You know, there's limited options, to be honest. It's actually limited
but
options.
I like the story that the name came with, so I just chose that. But yeah, it's sort of some. It's like that, basically. So it's not like my middle name or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just
a Christian name.
Yeah.
That's mad, though. Yeah, so I'm telling you, some people, their names that they're giving children these days, like... Even of course, if it was even social, of course, of like rainbow or something like that, I was like, "What the flip, bro?"
If it was saying
something like that,
she was saying shit, man.
Of course, she was.
Like stuff like that, I'm just like, "What do you mean, bro? Why would you want to call your child rainbow?
Why do you want to do that to your child?"
I'm telling that the next generation of people, they're gonna be called like rainbow, stardust, all this thing there. Even that girl, I can't even say too much yet.
I'm talking about, but.
me now. I was the mum of, we just, you know, I was everyone's mum. So.
Anywho, as parents, we need to, it's up to us, because we're right in the middle of London culture and then our own culture. We have to carry it on. 100%. We have to carry on the language, the food, everything.
Oh, obviously, standard.
Everything. The basics.
My child cannot know his language.
Oh, that one's even tacky, bro. That one's
Mums. You know, I know, like, people that don't know. If you know a yourself word,
can't speak your language fluently, then it's gonna be hard. But you still have to try, man. Yeah. Even the basics.
Nah.
Good child, best in it.
But you. But when your mum's speaking to you, you understand everything.
That's hearing, isn't
it? But it has to be the same. You have to teach them how to hear.
Nah.
That's hearing. But me speaking it fluently to someone else, whoa. Techie things, bruv.
Yeah.
I could that's be weak. Like, I grew up not speaking it to my mum back and my dad back ever.
Yeah.
Like, anything my brothers ever did was just cuss each other in Europe. That was literally. I can say that thing clearly. Like, I can cuss anyone in Europe fluently because that's what I grew up wanting to know. It wasn't until like secondary school I started deep and I was like, oh, yeah, let me start learning these other things, bruv.
Literally, that's when I started. You can hear, it will be easy for you to speak. It's calm.
But it will never sound correct, I'm telling you. It will never sound like my mum talking.
It's the effort.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh, yeah, the effort that counts, isn't it? I actually still, I even considered tutoring myself, like getting a tutor for this language. Like,
sometimes, because you know how there's like two languages in my country? Well, there's the national language, which is Amharic, but then the tribe that I'm from speak Tigrinya.
Yeah.
So that's what they speak to me all the time. So I understand that fluently, But Amharic, two words, like if they're speaking, I can piece it together.
Yeah.
But like, if you're going deep, fast, I'm lost. 100%. So I try to tell my mum, I'll be like, just speak to me.
Yeah.
Just speak to me and Amharic all the time. She'll do it like 1-2 days, then revert back
She'll do it for one minute, bro. She'll turn around. Go upstairs. I'm like,
Mom,
I told you to speak to
you. No. My mom don't speak English too tough in the house.
Do you know, it's Nigeria.
There's no English
out Nigeria. In Nigeria, English is a big thing, fam. Everyone knows how to speak English in Nigeria.
Yeah, that's like some of my family members. They were like, they don't understand shit. Like, one that's my age doesn't understand anything. Like, if I say maybe simple words like hello, what's your name, maybe how old are you, like, well, that's it. If I start saying, oh, go outside, drive the car, like, start speaking properly, nothing. And then the reason they gave was like, oh, we wanted them to speak proper English, but it's not that deep.
Oh, yes, that's it. I feel like it's better to just know your language
first. It's not that deep. Yeah, literally.
Does that mean now say it's deep for me to start learning French? What?
Yeah.
Why is it deep for me to start learning French? That's how it's Nigeria. Like, oh, English. If you can speak English, congratulations, bruv. You're making it.
I think that's a thing. Because when they came here...
Because Nigeria was colonized by the British.
It's that, and then
that's why,
because you see English everywhere as well. So they in their heads, it's like, if you know English, okay, more chances of a job.
Legit, so I'm saying, and it irritates me. Like, my mum gets irritated, so she realizes, like, my little cousins in Nigeria, they can speak English better than Yoruba now. Because in schools in Europe, the English is their main lesson, but our main lesson here is English, not French. It's English. In Nigeria, the main lesson is English, bruv. Yoruba's like second.
Yeah.
That's why they can speak English better than they speak Yoruba now. Like, that answered the phone to them. They're not speaking Yoruba to me.
It stops with us. We will carry on and we will not let these languages die.
Family, I'm telling you, I think a lot of people will let it die. Not by force.
No, but if they don't know themselves, they can't carry on.
That's what I'm saying.
The way Colombians do it, your child's, until it goes nursery, all it's going to know is
Mums, I rate you lot, fam.
I always tell my mum, the Spanish lot, they always learn English.
You learn Spanish English speakers. In nursery.
Literally. I told my mum that. My mum was I know. I was like, Mum, you didn't do it to me.
I remember someone was telling me, at home, they used to speak their language.
She speaks to her daughter in French.
Exactly, do you know what I mean?
She'll stick with both languages.
Yeah, that's how they do it. All those African countries that speak French, they always speak French at home. Mums. Because they were colonised by the French.
What's their actual language, though?
The actual language, most in their country, some of them is died, I can't lie.
Because they mix it, they mix it together. Some of them have
that mix. They have the mix now, so they don't have the original. Only people that are like from the back in the village, they don't do the Western thing.
Yeah, yeah.
That they let the French go. There are people that say they will speak their proper language, but most French countries speak French.
Any closing statements? We're done. What's the shame?
You know, it's been a great day. You know, guys.
Do you have any future messages for your children?
A future message?
How many children do you want?
Oh, I want two. If I have three, it'll be a mistake.
They will hear Victoria's future children. The third one, you're a mistake.
She did not mean it.
She loves you dearly.
I just want to. You get in this London place, it's two enough, I think. But you know, I'll be a great mum, guys. I'm making you love fries, sweet. You're so funny. I'm telling you, parents of the next generation,
we'll be all right. We'll be some messed up kids, but
100%.
That's with every generation.
100%.
Our children are going to be friends, man, because we have to have it at the same time, all right, yeah? Same time. They have to be born at the same time.
Yeah. Because I have her children next year, bruv.
Trying to be fast track. We're not on that lane.
Yeah, you're on a different lane from us.
No. I'll even wait for you lot. But it can't be. No, we've spoken about this. We said the age. Oh, no, that was Jemima.
What's Jemima's age?
I said Jemima. I agreed with Jemima. We could compromise at 25, 26.
That's calm.
That's when my
mom had me. Yeah, we're all having children at the same time. Goodbye. See you next week. Hear you next week.
Goodbye. So you wanted that 22, though, so you aim for drama now, 26.